that right?
Yeah, true.
So you weren't squeamish about
no.
that sort of thing?
I was married during the war. It's quite a few years after the war before I married. So I was really and truly on the side. I was more or less looking to see what I'd be listening for.
That's something that's always fascinated me. I don't know how I would react if I found myself in that kind of situation. In fact, if I were to actually see that sort of thing going on. Mm-hmm. But I guess
it's very simple. There's nothing barbaric about it, anything like that. It's just a scientific process and procedure. It's the same type of procedures, more or less, that are used today. As fluids have improved, but techniques and so forth is about the same as it was. In bombing, it was first used and perfected by a doctor during the Civil War.
Is that right?
And he would embalm Union troops and ship the bodies home. Of course, the fluids he used in were fluids of a heavy arsenic content and so forth, which are not used anymore. But he would ship Union soldiers, families who want to pay for his services and so forth, even bombing their bodies and have them shipped.
That's something else that's always fascinated me, the Egyptian process of mummification.
Yes, that's
now,
true.
Now, did that involve actual embalming?
No,
or?
What they did, their process was more or less dehydrating the body completely through their use of herbs, spices, and wrapping the body, which kept air, moisture, and so forth from the body. And that process would take several months to do. And naturally, the Egyptian, he was trying to preserve that body for the day that he thought his soul would return to that body. So, and they would remove the intestines and the brain and all parts of the body, all parts of which would rather the first parts of the body which starts the decomposition and which are in the intestines and brain and such. A lot of that would be removed, so it was always completely. Then the rest of the body, the more firm areas such as muscles and so forth, they would be preserved with spices and some used pitch and different chemicals, and then they would be wrapped. Mummified, as they call it. And two, what happened in those areas to preserve the body was a climate, more dry area, the climate. And that helped also the preservation of the bodies.
Well, what sort of chemicals are used in modern embalming procedures?
Most all your chemicals, well, all of them have a formaldehyde base, formaldehyde dehydrating type fluid. And all of your present day embalming fluids are formaldehyde base. Years ago they used arsenic, but they outlawed the use of arsenic because of this reason. Say in later time you should have a death and there'd be some question as to regard his death. And years ago they used arsenic quite often to murder people, poison. Well, then in autopsy you couldn't tell whether the arsenic was injected or ingested by the person.
Right, it just obliterate that.
That's true, and so then they started using formaldehyde.
This is kind of a digression, but do you ever watch that TV show with Jack Klugman? I forget the name of it. He's a pathologist.
I've seen it.
I was just wondering if that's accurate.
I don't know. I haven't, as I say, I very seldom look at police shows.